You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear friends. Salam and welcome to this episode of this program. In this reflection today, we explore the profound words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the true successor to the Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his holy progeny. He says, there is no pain more agonizing for the heart than sin. There is no pain more agonizing for the heart than sin. This teaching underscores how deeply sin can affect our hearts, far beyond physical pain. Let's dive into how sin impacts the heart and how we can remedy this pain with repentance and spiritual growth. Our hearts are the core of our spiritual and emotional well-being. When we sin, we not only break our connection with Allah, but also create a spiritual wound in our hearts. In another narration, we have that every time a person sins, there would be a stain, a dark stain on his heart. And that becomes, bigger and bigger. That stain would grow every time he sins. And we should be, we should repent to God. We should ask forgiveness regularly. For example, when we pray daily, ask forgiveness and inshallah, compensate for our bad deeds with good deeds. Imam Ali alayhi salam's statement highlights that no worldly pain compares to the inner suffering caused by sin. It's a unique pain that comes from the loss of purity and closeness to Allah. We lose that. So it's like that we build a jungle and we like plant trees and we wait for them to grow. And then we burn them by sin. So we should be very careful. A person may experience physical pain, but the inner turmoil of guilt, regret, or the feeling of being distant from Allah is far more intense. Actually, this hadith also reminds me of that hadith of Prophet Jesus. Prophet Isa alayhi salam, who is no son of God because Allah is no son. Allah is not like any human. He's not like anything else. So he says that you should stay away from even thinking about sins, because when someone thinks about sins, even if he doesn't burn the house, like the house of heart, the smoke would make it like somewhere that you don't want to reside there. You don't want to be, you don't want that house, okay? It cannot be lived in. So that heart becomes ruined. So do not even think about sinning. Inshallah, we would stay away from sins and protect our hearts and keep it pure. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.